Do not let someone's opinion define you. Most often at times, we have our lives labeled by the words of others. Whether that word is you being a failure, you being dumb, or whatsoever the word is, we intend to internalize that message, and that ends up affecting our lives. You have the power to choose how you want to interpret that word that has been said to you. You have the power to change what the narrative is. Never let someone's words become your reality. And never sacrifice yourself for someone because they do not see who you are, they do not like who you are, or they have problem with who you are. Love yourself regardless. Love yourself inside out. People are going to talk regardless of however you carry yourself, regardless of whatever you do. But in all that you do, in all that they say, never allow yourself or your life or your reality to be determined or to be defined by someone's opinion. Surround yourselves with people that genuinely care, love, and cherish you in all areas of your life. People who want to see you genuinely grow. People who want to genuinely see you excel. People who want to genuinely see you do well. Those are the people you have to surround yourself with. You got to allow yourself to grow each and every day in all areas of your life. So if whatever is being said is right, then make changes on it. But if whatever is being said is not right, shake it off and move on. Or better still, use those words to your advantage. Use those negative words and turn it around. Use those negative words and make something meaningful out of it. Do not think that you have to do anything and everything to fit in society, and so you would take what people say and act on it, or you take what people are saying you have to be and change your life on that. So take those negative words that are being said and use it to your advantage. But never, ever, ever, ever let that person's negative opinion define your reality. The people you associate yourself with should not judge you in any way, but rather love, cherish, and help you grow at all times. Help you grow physically, help you grow mentally, help you grow in all areas of your life. But do not sacrifice yourself for someone because they have a problem with the way you are. Are you being told you are not good enough? Are you being told that nothing better will come out of you? Are you being told that you are dumb by the people around you? Do not let that stop you, but rather let that encourage you to move on. Rather let that encourage you to move forward, to do something about that current situation. Prove those people wrong and let them know that you are indeed worth it. You are indeed embedded with so much goodness. Do the complete opposite of whatever they're being said you are not. Work harder to achieve those dreams and goals, that you aspirations that you might have. But never and ever let someone's opinion define your reality. Go ahead and tackle that task that people are saying you cannot handle, and prove those people wrong. Because I know for a fact that anything that you put your mind to it, you can do it and you will do it. Assure yourself at all times that great things never come easily. Assure yourself at all times that how you perceive yourself is what people are going to see at the end of the day. How you build yourself is what people are going to see. Yes, your beginning might be rough. Your beginning might be tough. You might be making certain mistakes, but through it all, with determination and focus, by the end of the day, you will come out successfully. You have the power to change that narrative. So sit up, girl. Sit up. Sit up and work your way through. Sit up and conquer. Sit up and say to yourself, I am beautifully and handsomely made. But in all that you do, remember that you have the power to conquer. You have the power to undo what people have done with their words. You have the power to ravel through those difficulties to come out on top. You have the power to stand tall. So do not let someone's opinion define your life. Once again, my name is Amanda Akrofi-Aye, and this is A Dose of Encouragement with Amanda. I will come your way again next week. Bye.